This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, do you know that the most important thing in your life is your relationship with God? Do you know that God wants to not only listen to your prayers, but he wants to speak into your life as well? He wants your relationship with him to be two-way, to be interactive. That's why he speaks to you in his word, the Bible. And the more you make the Bible a part of your everyday life, spending time in it, reading it, even memorizing significant passages out of it, the more that the Bible is in your heart and mind, then the more God speaks to you all through the day, not just when you're reading your Bible. And he challenges you, he encourages you, he gives you words to say to other people. Wouldn't you love for that to be the pattern of your life? God totally involved. Well, it can be if you will put your relationship with him first. We're looking this week at Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, which runs from Matthew chapter 5 through Matthew chapter 7. And Jesus really is turning the way we naturally think upside down in this passage. And today we come to Matthew 5, verses 21 to 24. Here's what Jesus says. "You have heard that the ancients were told," then he quotes from the Ten Commandments, "you shall not commit murder, and whoever commits murder shall be liable to the court. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court. And whoever says to his brother, 'You good for nothing,' shall be guilty before the Supreme Court. And whoever says, 'You fool,' shall be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell. Therefore, if you are presenting your offering to God at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and present your offering." Well, a pretty strong passage, isn't it? You can see from this passage what the Lord is saying to us today. He's telling us that how we treat the people around us matters very much to God. Jesus quotes this one of the Ten Commandments. Normally we would say, "Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not kill." And then he says that at the heart of God, behind this commandment, God is reaching much further with this commandment than you may have thought. Murder is an extreme form of the attitude that God hates. The same attitude that produces murder produces anger. And that same attitude puts people down, "You good for nothing," and makes them out to be less than you, "You fool." Do you know that attitude can show up in any of these ways and even in other ways, but it's the attitude that God hates. And that attitude, because of how much God hates it, it breaks your fellowship with God. In fact, Jesus says, if you come to meet with God, to praise God, to honor God, to worship God, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, that you've offended someone in some way, God wants you to go and make things right with the people you've offended before you come to him. Yeah, you don't just get right with God. In fact, you cannot be right with God until you are right with the people in your life as well. They may not forgive you, they may not get right with you, but for your part, you do what's necessary to make things right. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.